Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today across Israel, the weather remains mild and pleasant. In Jerusalem, expect sunny skies throughout the day, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle coastal breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa will see clear skies, making it perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla just in, Israel is prepared to renew fighting against Iran. The IDF coordinated with CENTCOM this week in anticipation of potential conflict. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier today, the U.S. struck Iran and revoked an oil sanctions waiver following attacks on tankers in Hormuz. Tehran has threatened a crushing response. Also this hour, The Forward reports that the U.S. military launched powerful strikes against Iran on Tuesday evening, marking the latest exchange between the nations. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew says a senior UAE commentator hinted that Iran would pay a heavy price tonight, warning of consequences for Gulf state attacks. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu warns Iran still holds chemical weapons, even though its nuclear capacity was destroyed during Operation Roaring Lion. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst posting just minutes ago, noted the IDF eliminated Mohammed Imad al-Rahman Abu Tuaima in a precise airstrike. He was linked to the October 7th massacre. Seth Franceman, a commentator, highlighted a statement by Anwar Gargash. Franceman noted the Gulf Arab states cannot tolerate Iran's continued aggression. He argues Tehran feels emboldened to control the Strait of Hormuz and attack Gulf countries. Raylan Givens, an observer, shared a video of Trump calling Iran evil and a cancer, urging for decisive action against the nation. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's readiness to renew hostilities with Iran. Walla reports the IDF and CENTCOM held coordination talks, signaling heightened military readiness. This move underscores regional tensions as both nations prepare for potential escalation. Such preparations raise concerns about stability in the Middle East. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, the Times of Israel details the U.S. strikes on Iran, targeting air defenses and IRGC assets. These actions follow threats to global oil supplies, particularly in the Strait of Hormuz. The situation could impact oil prices in global markets, affecting economies worldwide. Meanwhile, the UAE's stern warning to Iran comes as the region grapples with increasing hostilities. According to Israel Hayom, a senior commentator from Abu Dhabi, foresees severe consequences for Iran's aggression in the Gulf. This reflects growing unease among Gulf states, emphasizing the geopolitical stakes. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that foreign workers have replaced Israeli employees in supermarkets, citing lower wages as the primary reason for the change. Separately, Israel Hayom Business outlines a new financial education curriculum for ninth graders. This initiative aims to enhance financial literacy among young Israelis, preparing them for future challenges. And finally, CTech debunks myths about the employer's market in Israel, identifying trends shaping the high-tech industry. The survey covers insights from entrepreneurs to venture capitalists, shaping future HR strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.